We're live in 3, 2. Sup, freaks? This is Carter Corner. I'm Sam Carter. I know some of you are tuning into our podcast for the first time since this is a special episode. So for you newbies, on this podcast, I take dares from the listeners and end up in some cray situations. But nothing like the hive making y'all happy. Usually my brother Ty joins us, but he's not going to be with us today, unfortunately. He's dealing with... Anyway, I was saying it's a special episode because it's being recorded and cast live. It's something we've never done before, but it's good. It's exciting. I'm excited. We're all excited. I don't have the script for this, but, you know, that's the fun. So, you guys voted on the Halloween poll and told me where you wanted me to spend an entire night, and you guys chose the extremely haunted Morgan House. You know Ty would have loved to roll around the cobwebs. His loss, right? Okay. This is so weird. Live. Normally I'd cut out all the awkward pauses, but Not tonight. So, I don't know a lot about this Morgan House, other than it's on several top 10 haunted places list in my little hometown. I've got the line set up for calls if anyone wants to chime in and give me a little bit of an education. Oh, we got a call. Hi there. Welcome to the corner, Ben from Valencia.
Oh my god. Hi.
Hey.
Ah, this is so surreal. Oh my god. It's really nice to meet you. You and your brother are my favorite podcasters. No one else listens to the fans like you.
Well, you know what I say. Anything for the fans. So, do you know anything about the Morgan House?
Yeah, haunted houses are kind of my thing. So, the Morgan family built the house in 1902 during the height of a coal boom in the township. They were the richest family in town and generally kept to themselves. It was Theodore Morgan, his wife Teresa, and their 2-year-old son Theodore Jr., or Teddy. They had a secluded but seemingly nice life.
Until?
Yeah, until. Apparently, Theodore was slowly going mad. He would wander up and down the streets of the town saying that voices in the house were telling him to do things. And then, it happened.
Oh god, I'm getting the chills.
The fire department responded to a call that the Morgan House was on fire. All the coal in the basement only fueled the blaze. By the time they were able to put the fire out, everyone was dead. But the weirdest part was that they were all locked in the basement.
Who locked them down there?
No one knows. It could have been a jealous family, but people think the house is haunted. And that explains why the house survived the fire and no one else did. But now, the rumor goes that if anyone steps foot into the house, they'll go crazy and kill themselves. So, I would...
I see, we have another caller on the line. So thank you, Ben, for giving us a taste of what I'm going to be experiencing tonight. Thanks for calling in.
Oh wait, no, I have more than...
So, we can confirm that this house is evil, and I might be battling ghosts. And I'm all for it! Wow, looks like the listeners are stacking up. Thanks. Let's try another call-in. How about Isaac from Dallas? Hey, Isaac. Welcome to the corner.
Thanks.
So, do you have any questions about what's gonna happen tonight?
Not really. I'm just stoked for all the crazy shit you're gonna see in there. That Ben kid didn't even tell you the half of it. You know, there have been like 3 families that have tried to live there since, right? All of them are dead. Murder-suicide after murder-suicide.
Okay, that's enough of that. Don't need haters on the live stream. I think it's time to thank our sponsor for this episode, Z-Love Mattresses. Use the code CORNER at checkout for 20% off your first purchase of a mattress or linen set. Did you guys hear that? It sounds like... Holy shit. It could just be how old this house is, but... Wow. Tyler really missed out on this one, huh? Anyway, Z-Love, the best online mattress store from A to Z. Alright, I think... I feel like it... It sounds like they're getting closer. Okay, just another call. Wow. Welcome to the corner, caller. You scared me. I don't think you filled out the form right. I don't see your name or...
Hi, Sam.
I'm sorry, who is this?
You know who it is.
I don't...
I've wanted to call, but you blocked me, which makes sense. I heard you were doing this online, and I thought it was the only way I could...
Sorry, guys. I think that was a spam call. Maybe let's stick to the live chat questions, yeah? Let's see. No, I'm not gonna answer that. Guys, no. I don't know who that was. Please, guys, let's do questions about the haunted house. Ghosts and shit, not... Look, I'm not... Alright, that's it. No more questions. Hey, can you guys hear that? Yeah, I'm gonna turn up the levels a little bit. Is that like an animal or something? What do you guys think? You think it's Teddy? Okay, you guys want me to head towards the basement? Not gonna lie, I'm scared, but... Yeah, let's do it. Anything for the fans. Anyone here? Teddy? Can you hear me? For the last time, I'm not taking another call, and I'm not gonna answer questions about the girl. Wait, don't. Don't leave. No. You can't leave. You can't leave yet. We just started. Come on. Shit. No. Please don't be mad. Okay. I'll do it. Hello?
Don't you dare hang up on me again.
Holly, this isn't the time.
To what? To talk about how our 3-year relationship ended? To talk about how you ghosted me for a month after I said no to your proposal?
This is not the time to-
You're a coward, Sam. A people-pleasing little coward. And I was tired of coming second to your little podcast and your little followers. But I'm calling because of Ty. Where is he? He's not answering my calls.
I don't know, Holly.
You put him through a lot of shit, Sam. Just because your fans didn't like him that much.
I'm hanging up.
No, you need to tell me where Ty is. He sent me some really disturbing-
No. More. Calls. Who's there? Alright. I'm done. What? Turn off! Why won't you turn off? Okay, this doesn't feel good. You guys are fucked up, please, I'm scared, please don't make me stay here. No, I don't want to let you down, I just... Front door's locked. I didn't do that. Come on. Damn it! What? What are you guys hearing? There's too many messages. Just slow down, guys. What did you hear? What voice? I don't hear anything. You're all freaking me out. This is insane. Wait, hold on. Damn it. No. Damn it. What the fuck was that? Help me! Get me out of here! Hello? What? No, Ty isn't here. Sounds like him? No, fuck that, it doesn't! Ty? Come on, buddy, are you there? The basement. Hmm. I'm gonna turn the light on so I can see a little better. Furnace is on. Who turned this on? Ty? No. No, I don't want to look. No. Guys, don't make me look inside the furnace. Please. Please. You know I don't want to look in there. Please. Okay, we have a call.
Where is Ty? Where is he?
Holly? Holly, help me, please. They have me locked in here. No, I can't. I can't tell her.
Tell me what?
Please don't make me tell her.
Sam, no. You didn't. Please, Sam, tell me you didn't.
Fine, I'll tell her. It started out as a joke on one of those forums, but it grew from there.
Why, Sam?
They said he was a buzzkill, and that they'd stop listening unless... They said if I didn't do it, they'd do it and make it much worse.
How could you let anyone tell you to do that?
I don't know what's going on, but I have to listen to them. Holly, you should hang up. They want me to kill you too.
What?
They want me to give them your address. Please, Holly, stop talking. Please hang up.
What the fuck is going on?
Call the police. Just tell them to come to the Morgan house, please.
Okay, I'll call them. I'm not that far away. I'll come get...
Please don't make me give her address. She won't get in the way anymore, I swear. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. I should explain to the new listeners. Me and my fans, we have a special agreement. I do whatever they tell me to do. No questions asked. That's why I got kicked off YouTube. They made me make that video. We don't let anything get in the way. Anything for the fans. Oh, wow. A lot of calls. Let's take this one.
Yo, it's us. Look, man, it's been a fun ride. But now that the world knows you burned Ty in that furnace, the ride's almost over. Like, 0% chance you leave that house not in handcuffs. And honestly, I feel like a show from jail would be boring.
I see.
Anyway, on the message board, we came up with a cool idea for your final act. It's gonna be dope.
Oh. Okay. Wait. Hello? Hello? What did you want me to do? Oh. I see. You guys are so fucked up.
Sam, are you in there?
You guys knew this was gonna happen from the start, huh? That's why you had me bring these.
Sam, what's going on? Where are you?
How much coal do you think is still under here? Yeah, probably. What do you think, Ty?
Sure.
Guys, any final thoughts? Wow. That means a lot. No, thank you guys for the ride of a lifetime. Anything for the fans, right? Don't forget to rate and review. Really helps the show.
Listen Up is written by Aaron Daniel Jacob and Austin S. Harris. Editing and sound design by Justin Bunka. Music by Aaron Daniel Jacob. Starring Slade Pierce, Jessica Nicole Garcia, and Max Banta. Lucid.